This he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and you are going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him." These things he said, and after that he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up." Then...
Welcome to Wonder and Reality. Back to the simplicity of the gospel, of fellowshipping with Jesus Christ, the simplicity of the anointing. The quote, the verses at the beginning from Jesus Christ, I do want to discuss that. That's a great example of how he used simple things and analogies and simple teachings and metaphors to reveal truth. Always kept it simple. And he used nature to reveal truth. That's why I have the birds singing at the beginning of this message. There's a lot of different birds near where I am. And in this short message, that's two birds at the beginning that just, I didn't even have to look for them. They were right there. But I want to focus in on the anointing, the presence of Jesus Christ, his glory, his majesty. That's the answer. That meets all of our needs. That's how we find miracles, receive miracles. That's how we can do ministry. That's how we can do everything. Without that, we're just doing it on our own, and as that's still better than nothing. But there's a best thing, the preeminent thing, the his presence and his glory. I don't know if you can hear, the wind is blowing just like a previous message. It's right coming across my body. I hear it in my ear. The wind, the most simple thing. Jesus talked about the wind. And this, those, that Jesus' words at the beginning of this message, isn't that amazing? I just want to quickly look at, Jesus was in the middle of the one of the greatest miracles that's ever been recorded. One of his greatest miracles. Raising Lazarus from the dead. His friend. I believe he raised three people from the dead. But this is the one that was a friend of his. Some of his best friends were Lazarus and his sisters. I'm not an expert on this miracle. I've read some really deep teachings about it. I want to focus on this quote that he said. He's in the middle of this miracle. He tells his disciples, "Let's go back to this particular place." They say, "Well, they're trying to want to stone you. They want to kill you. Why do you want to go there?" His life, Jesus Christ, God Almighty, the Son of God, his life is in danger. And this is what he tells them. Paraphrasing it, he says, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? He who walks in the day sees because he can walk because he sees the light of this world. But at night, someone cannot see the light, and so they can't walk. This is incredible that Jesus would say this, something that's so basic. I hear all these sounds around me now. There's an airplane up above. Can you hear that? There's air conditioners going. There's people hammering. There's cars. Distractions. That was a long airplane. I paused it. I'm doing one take, and I'm uploading this. We're uploading this to Wonder and Reality. I'm not editing it. Not letting anyone hear it first. Here's a car coming by. So let's turn this to our advantage and all these distractions. Let's deal with those. A man of God says these distractions kill the anointing. Jesus says something that's so basic, people could even, well, we never, ever criticize Jesus Christ. Amen. He's God Almighty. But if someone on the earth, a human being, used some of these analogies like I've been doing, you know, I've been using, saying the most basic things. You know, the four basic things that we need to live: air, water, food. Air, sunlight, water, and food. Someone could kind of make fun of, you know, why is he keep talking about these most basic things? Sunlight and air and wind, and because the simplicity. It's simple. The highest spiritual achievements are easy to attain. A great man of God said that. I didn't think of that. Jesus said, My yoke is easy, my burden is light. He said, you must become like a child to receive the kingdom. That's the anointing. Quickly. I could go on and on about Jesus' words, about I have the birds singing because I want us to stop, to be still, and know that He is God. Let's stop, let's slow down, let's get back to the most important thing, seeking Him with our whole heart so that we can find Him and His presence, His glory, the glorious splendor of His majesty. His beauty, that less than 1% of the people in the world probably even understand that we can receive that. Yet He wants to fellowship with every person. He wants to save every person. He wants every person to spend eternity in heaven. And yet probably less than 20%, less than 25% will make it to heaven. Some will just make it barely escaping the flames. And it gets less and less. Less than 1% know about His glory and majesty. And then even probably a tiny percentage of those even seek Him. We're busy doing other stuff. It's tragic. We're missing out. And we're not able to do His work. We do His work through the anointing. Practical thing, the presence of God, the power of God. Previous messages I've talked about the anointing within us and the anointing that comes upon us. A good simple way to explain that is that the presence of God we have all the time. Within us, when we find Jesus as Lord and Savior, our spirit person is born again. We're now connected to His presence because His presence is everywhere. We're automatically connected to it. Now, to Him. Now, if we are sinning and if we're being rebellious and all and things like that, then our flesh is in control and we're not able to connect to His presence. which is all around us. But we're still the person like that. As long as they truly believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they're still saved. They're just you might call it a carnal Christian. The power of God comes upon us, and that's for service, for ministry. The power of God. This is a mystery. Both the presence and the power of God are a mystery we can never explain for all of eternity. Yet again, it's, and I say this, but I want to repeat it, it's so simple that we have to become like a child to receive Him and to realize, yes, when we receive Jesus Christ, we're saved. Now, we're in His presence all the time because He's everywhere. We can't get away from His presence, even if we wanted to. Amen. It's just like any human being on the earth, you can't get away from the air. That's how simple it is, being saved and receiving Jesus Christ. And it's the same with the Spirit of the Lord coming upon us. That's simple. We need to wait on Him. We need to seek Him. We need to keep our, you know, we need to die. And He can come upon us. And now this great man of God has explained the power of God doesn't come upon him in private when he's by himself, because the power of God comes upon someone for service, for doing ministry. Now I don't fully understand that, because you know when I just encourage anyone, you know, let's seek the Lord. Be right there in the secret place, seeking the Lord Jesus Christ, seeking God Almighty, and eternal things happen. Eternal, glorious, magnificent, supernatural things will happen. And that's when we can move into what He wants us to have, not trying to do it on our own, doing it in His power. And back to Jesus' words, how simple that is. He's talking about, He says, aren't there 12 hours in a day? When you walk during the day, when someone walks in the day, they can see because they see the light of the world. When someone walks at night, they can't see, it's dark. And so what does that mean spiritually? Jesus is the light of the world. Seek Him. Find Him, and then we can walk in the spiritual realm, which is what matters. If we don't, we're in darkness, and that person, as we've discussed, they're not alive. They don't have anything. They can't do anything, because apart from Him, we can do nothing. Amen.